Blog Talk Radio.
Word Sexy Radio. This is Word Sexy Radio for Monday, May 10th, 2010. I'm your host, Red Snapper, coming to you live from Kansas City, as I'll be doing every Monday at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We got a fantastic show for you this evening. We have a special guest calling in from California, Miss Cotton Candy, the poet, author of the Picking Cotton Book of Poetry. And picking cotton's picking great desserts. She'll be discussing her upcoming events as well as doing some of her poetry on the show. So sit back, relax, and enjoy as we get into Word Sexy Radio. Welcome to Word Sexy Radio for May 10th, and I am Red Snapper. We'd like to thank you all for coming in and listening on the show. We have a phenomenal show this evening. We're going to be talking to a poet that's originally from Kansas City but now lives out in California. Her name is Cotton, and she's the poet, and she'll be coming on with her poetry, and she's going to be talking about her new books that she has out. One of them is called Pickin' Cotton's Book of Poetry, Volume 40, and the other is called Cotton's Pickin' Great Dessert, Volume 42. So we'll be speaking with her as soon as we can and when she comes in. But right now, I just wanted to kind of talk to you a little bit about some things that I'm doing. As you all know, if you've been listening to the show, you know that I am going to be coming out with my book in about 12 days. I have a new novel coming out called Memoirs of a Creole Crime Cartel, which will be dropping on the 21st of May. So I look forward to that, and then we're going to be definitely doing some book signings around and getting the book out, as well as my other novels that are out. We'll be talking about those and having those out where you can get them available, and we'll tell you exactly where some of these events are going to be as we get closer to those events. But right now, we're just going to get into our guests, who I think is on the air right now. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, how you doing, Miss Cotton? How are you
good.
This evening? You are
I'm
good?
I'm fabulous.
Okay.
Fabulous.
Well, we're glad to have you on the show this evening, and we just wanted to let everybody know a little bit about you, and what we'll do is we'll start out a little bit before we get into some of your phenomenal poetry. We'll get into a little bit of, a few questions I ask you to kind of break the ice a little bit, if that's all right.
That's fine.
Okay, well, first of all, I know a lot of the people has been asking me, how did you, Ms. Cotton, get into the literary game as far as wanting to do poetry? Is that something that is just instilled in you, how did you get into that?
Anytime I'm going through a bad time, I would take the, moment, because I didn't have anybody to really talk to, I would just write it down. And so it helped. And so the more that I wrote, the more that I wanted to put it in a different form. Instead of just writing, instead of it being a diary or a journal, I wanted it to be something a little bit different. So then I started to make it rhyme, so to speak. And so then every time I'm either in love or really, really happy or really, really sad, I have something to say. So it just excels from there.
Okay. So it's something that's in you then, that's always been there, and you just found a way to kind of nurture it and nurture it and bring it into to fruition the way that you have it now.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds good.
Go ahead. I was going to say a lot of it is then other people asking questions and, you know, calling on me for counseling and things like that. So then it turned into something a little bit more. Like now I want to be able to share something with other people that may help them enhance their relationship in some form.
Okay. So what when you do poetry, is it a particular genre, or do you just kind of just do poetry in general, spoken word, or what would if you had to give your poetry a title, what title would it have?
Oh, right now I'm just doing poetry. I haven't done a lot of spoken word. I'm just doing poetry.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that it's a healing type of poetry that I do. I would say that.
Okay. So now that you've mentioned spoken word and poetry, and I guess now a lot of people probably want to understand, is there a difference between the two, or is it because it's deformed, or is that the difference?
I think spoken word is definitely separate from poetry itself, because anybody can be a poet. You know, it just depends on if you define yourself as a poet or not, because everybody has something to say. You know, everybody has some experience in life that they would like to either write down or tell somebody about at some point. So spoken word is just different because now you're actually getting up in front of an audience and you're actually performing what it is that you do. It's kind of like a rapper. You get up and perform what it is that you do in front of a lot of other people so that they can hear you as well.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Since you are a poet and you have two books out, tell us about Picking Cotton's Book of Poetry. What does that entail?
Picking Cotton's Book of Poetry is about a lot of different ways of loving a person. It's not just sexual. It's also the basic things, the simple things, the walks in the park, the holding my hand, the glances as I'm cooking you dinner type of love. So that particular book is about a lot of different ways that you can show your love for a person, whether it be sexual or other.
Hmm. That sounds pretty good. And I know that you probably have, especially, well, we'll find out exactly when you actually do some of your poetry. We know that with your voice and stuff, I'm sure that it, the way you probably deliver your poetry is probably to a point where people would think it's sensual even when it's not, if I could say it that way.
Yeah.
Do you have that? Do you have that problem?
I have that problem.
Can you talk about that? Yeah.
I have that problem a lot.
What do you do
before,
in that situation?
Huh?
What do you do when you get that situation? Yeah.
You know, just like I did just now, I giggle.
Uh-huh.
And I say thank you. You know, I say thank you.
Right.
I'm gracious. I understand that I have a certain type of voice when needed. I understand that I have a certain type of voice that can be soothing to the ear.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it used to be I used to get teased about I needed to start an 800 number because my voice was very seductive. So I had to change it just a little bit so it wouldn't sound so seductive, but, you know, it's just in me.
This is Word Sexy Radio, so you can be as much as seductive as you wish. And we'll take this time right now to let our listeners know the number. It's 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio. And if you feel that you have questions for our guest, Ms. Cotton, you need to call in, and so she can answer your questions for you. So you told us a little bit about Picking Cotton's Book of Poetry. So tell us about your second book, Cotton's Picking Great Dessert.
Oh. Now that's a little bit different because now that's very sexual. That's
okay.
Very sexual, very sensual. It's more just about getting busy in the bedroom, rather you making love, having sex, fucking, whatever it is that you're doing,
right.
Those are, that's what that book is for. And it's to, you can pull the stuff out of the refrigerator, the ice, you know, the strawberries, you know, the caramel, the chocolate.
Uh-huh.
You just pull it right from the closet right from the cabinet or the refrigerator and use it the best way you possibly can.
Okay. So do you give like direction a little bit in there?
No.
I'm gonna have to check out the book.
I give a little bit of direction. The thing about my books though is that people think that they apply to me. And I wanted to make this clear that they don't necessarily apply to me. It's not something
yeah,
that I've done per se.
Okay. Okay.
You know, some of it's things that I like to do, that I would like
right.
to do, and that I haven't yet done.
Okay, so sort of like fantasies and things that you, you know,
okay.
I got that. Okay.
But I have
all right,
great
well,
imagination,
I
can't, so.
And that's what you have to have as a literary writer. You need to have that, whether it's poetry or whatever it is that you're writing, you need to have some imagination and, you know, some fantasy or whatever it is that you're trying to portray or bring out to your reader. So that does make sense to me. All right, so I tell you what, we got 48 minutes, so would you like to grace us with one of your poems at this time?
Yeah, and actually the first one that I'm going to do is actually going to be called, it's called Snapper.
Okay.
And just
that,
so
that,
everybody
that sounds
knows,
a little familiar to me.
those who don't know, this was inspired just by Mr. Red Snapper himself, you know.
Oh.
Not physically.
Right, yeah. Make sure that's known, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that that's not known.
We've never met physically. He and I have never met. But this was inspired by him, so because he, and this is the reason why I was explaining real quick. The reason why is because I had many offers to do radio, and Red was actually one that was very serious about his invitation. And so this is why it inspired me to do a small piece for inspired by Red.
Okay. We definitely want to hear it, so.
Called Snapper.
Okay.
It's hot but fresh, the best you could ever have. The aroma of it will make you mad. It'll enhance the quality of your game. It'll be so good you might forget your name. It's not to be fried, but dipped in the seasoning of your choice. Mouth wide open, but not to use your voice. Your long, thick dick is at the mercy of my clit, touching every wall like a construction project. When you touch her, the juices just ooze out. Wait, you got a little something on the side of your mouth. Come back for a second, anytime you like. Note, it's not red, but a creamy chocolate white. So if anyone asks you what you had for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just say Snapper. It's keeping you fit, making you surrender. It gives you the burst of energy you need to take on the world, conquer, and succeed. That's my piece.
All right. Well, I'd say that's kind of hot there. And I thank you for that. 347-215-8539. It's Word Sexy Radio, and you heard it here with Miss Cotton, bringing that poetry, bringing it on. And she's going to are you going to be doing some pieces from the book, or are you just going to be doing random pieces that you have?
Snapper is from the book, but all of the pieces but one are going to be from the book.
Okay.
So Snapper's in the book.
So let me ask you this, since you mentioned that this was kind of inspired by the name or by me. How did you come up with the thought process of what was you put in the actual poem itself?
Well, you know what? When I was younger, I don't know if they still say it, But when I was younger, I used to hear adults say, you know, girl, you got the snapper. And I'm like,
right.
What are you talking about? You know, the snapper.
What
is that? And in turn, they were talking about your vagina, you know.
Right.
You got the snapper. That means your stuff is real good.
Mm.
You know? So I'm like, okay, you know. But then I heard that means fish, which in turn is also called, it make references to the vagina as well. So.
Right. Of course, my name is not, doesn't make reference to, well, it does to a point, I guess, if you explained it, but we're not going to go there today.
Let me go there, because if I'm not mistaken, you write erotic yourself, so,
that's
you
right,
know, it's your name, Red Snapper, there you go.
So everybody need to put it together, don't they?
Yes.
All right, I'll tell you what, y'all need to call in. The number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio. We have special guest, phenomenal poet, Miss Cotton, author of the books Pickin' Cotton's Book of Poetry and Cotton's Pickin' Great Desserts. She's right here now. If you got any questions for her, you can give her a call right here at this number, 347-215-8539, and you can talk to her. So now that you've been talking as sensuous as you have and been doing the things that you normally do that you say you don't want to do, give us another poem if you have one.
I do. I have many.
Okay.
Actually, let me see. This one is not in the book.
Okay.
And I think this may be probably one of my favorites coming right now. Because it's new. So, and it's called Thoughts of You.
Uh-huh.
And this was kind of inspired by another writer
mm-hmm.
who likes to write. So, but I will do it for you because I'm very excited about this one, actually.
All right.
Thoughts of You. I'm shutting it down for the night, but I'm not ready to sleep. In the moment, my last thoughts are of you. A smile spreads across my face. Sitting here at my desk as my hand rests upon my cheek, my thoughts are of you, loving and endearing. I marinate in this moment. My thoughts of you captivate me, and I can't move. I found myself rewinding back to the last time we were together. I remember the little things, like the way you would tilt your head as you watched me get dressed in your favorite color of blue, as you decided to take me to my favorite restaurant for dinner, no special occasion, just having a relaxing moment or two. I remember the way you would lightly caress my hand, causing a sensation of temptation, and at a glance, I see that you're smiling too. I could feel the vibration of your baritone voice as you speak to me quietly from across the table, telling me how beautiful I look on this night. Your lips are moving, but at some point the volume of my own thoughts drown out what you're saying. As I stare at your lips, I start to reminisce about the first time we made love and you kissed, how you put those very lips on parts of my body, kissing me in places that were get us arrested if we were in public at this dinner table. I remember how you slowly slid off my purple thong, boiling me down while the radio played a love song. You kissed the inside of my thighs, our emotions start to rise. This is intense, your tongue slowly moving in it. I mean, inside her. She likes it when you make her purr. I notice that I'm getting wet from these thoughts. My eyes are closed. I've gotten lost. I try to bring myself back to this moment, but what I notice is my legs are wider and more open. You slid under my desk. This isn't the past. It's now the present. You came home while I was in a zone thinking of your baritone. You kissed and licked. I couldn't resist your plump lips pleasing me in every way. Wow. His kisses have brought me back to the reality of what we share mentally, him exploring my body, me moaning and grabbing the air. I notice I'm no longer wearing any underwear. He slides inside. Meanwhile, I grip this chair. At this point, I can't compare. The past is the past. This is the present. This is good. It feels like heaven. So as my thoughts are all over the place, I explode in his face. Tomorrow I'll think back to this moment in pace and space. Smile as my thoughts run wild in hopes that we'll do it again. Only next time the roles will be hers and I'll be at the other end. That's not you.
Wow. Man. Very sensual. Very, very, very good. I like that. And now, of course, I want to know what inspired you on that one, of course. Things that happened and... Go ahead. I'm just wondering because what makes a person think of this?
Random things that happen.
Well, you know, I mean, you got to have something because people just don't just... Well, maybe they do. Just think of these things. I mean, it's the same thing, I guess, with erotica. But... you know, just coming up with these thought processes. What inspired you to write that piece?
Actually, I've had moments where I've been sitting at my desk, and I've been in the moment where I'm thinking about him.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking about the last time we did it, and all of a sudden, I get this extra tingle in my vagina area, you know.
Uh-huh.
It starts moving a little bit, and, you know, so that's what prompted it, you know, of course.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, I've also been in a situation where I'm speaking to the man that I'm dating, and I'm watching his lips move, and all of a sudden, I'm not thinking about what he's saying anymore, because now I'm thinking about what he could be doing with his lips right now while he's talking gibberish to me.
There you go. There you go. Come on, bring it.
So it happens. You lose, especially when you're really attracted to him. And, you know, and sometimes if it's new, if it's really new, it always takes you there. Always takes you
there. Right. All right.
But, you know.
Well, that's nice. 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio. Anybody there that has a question? Call, are you there? Okay. How about you, caller? You have a question? Last 4-5-5-1-8, you have a question? Okay, no. All right. We have one more call. Okay, we have this caller calling in. Caller, you have a question?
Yeah, how you doing?
How you doing? What's your name, is it? Where are you calling from?
My name is Poetic Legend. I'm calling from Chicago.
All right.
Hey, Kathy, how
you
doing?
You have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do, actually. I actually just called in, so I don't know if I missed this part, but, I mean, what's inspired, you know what I'm saying, most recently, the poetry that you've been writing? Outside of, like, you know, saying your book and things like that, but the things that you write now, what inspires you right now?
You know what? I'm single. So right now I'm single, so there's no particular person that's inspiring me, but there are different people. And since poetry called in, he and I have talked. I mean, he and I have done a piece together, Red, and it turned out beautifully. And he actually inspired me to write a couple pieces that I have now that, you know, I haven't put out there yet. But he's a good poet himself. But that's basically what inspired me. Some of my past and some of what I would like to happen in my future. So I'm trying to get there. Once I get there, then I can make some of that stuff in my book actually happen.
Okay.
That's what inspired me.
Well, that sounds good. Now, Carla, do you have any more questions?
Yeah. excuse me. Now, with this book being out and things like that, what does the future hold for you? Like, what is going to be your next move, like, with your book and things like that? Like, what are you trying to do?
You know, I would like to... put enough books out there to create enough love in people for them to make some changes within, not just within their relationships, but within themselves. But a lot of times, the way to capture a person's attention sometimes is either through what's going on with them right now, whether it be sexual or not sexual, or just philosophy itself. But this right here, everybody wants to be loved. Everybody wants to be held a certain way. A lot of us women want to be held a certain way, in which some men don't know because a lot of women can't express that. So
right.
I would like to see a lot of women who can't say what they want to say start saying what they want and what they need and desire, as well as for men.
Right. So do you see your poetry? Do you see your poetry as almost like counseling people on love and relationships and things like that?
Yes. I would have to say yes, because that's kind of what I'm going for. What I'm going for.
Okay.
And that's really good. I thank you for that, caller, for calling in with those great questions you have. And did I hear right that she said you was a poet as well?
Yes, I am.
All right, well, then you might have to see if you can get your information to me and see what we can do about maybe talking to you about some future appearances.
No doubt, no doubt, definitely. We could definitely do that. And I was hoping that Cotton will read another piece. I was hoping I could hear the piece that we did together. I was hoping that she had that written down somewhere where she could say it, but I'm pretty sure she probably don't have it off the top like that.
Well, you never know, and go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, I know that I have it. I just did, you know, you kind of called me off the car. You called me off the car.
Well, you know, this is, like I said, this is Blog Talk Radio, Word Sexy Radio, so anything is possible. If you don't have any more questions, caller, I appreciate you calling in. And we like to go forth and see. We got about 33 minutes left. We want to at least get a couple of more poems from Miss Cotton this evening. So we thank you for your questions. And if anybody else wants to ask questions to Miss Cotton, the number is 347-215-8539, Word Sexy Radio, and we are speaking with Miss Cotton from the state of California. So, Miss Cotton, you have anything else for us, another poem for us that you can grace us with?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Okay. Well, give us an introduction and go for it.
This one is called Juices.
Okay.
Tell yourself, you know. Hold on to your feet, Red, and, you know, relax a little bit, close your eyes, and see what you come up with.
Okay.
You're in the room
Let's
by yourself,
it.
Right?
Of course. And if I wasn't, would that make a difference?
Somebody else
probably
in
not.
Trouble.
All right. Well, you go ahead on and do that then. Let's listen. All right.
Juices. Love your flavor. You mix well with me. Your juices drip wet always as they do. It's hard to believe or conceive how often you overflow, filling me up, and I'm ready to achieve the ultimate climax, the explosion I do need. I watch as your juices pour all over my body. I'm bathing and splashing. This is getting kind of sloppy. We're making a mess, no worries, no stress. But let me unzip and remove my dress. Maybe get naked. Your juices shower my breast. This is so intense, even a little steamy. Open my eyes and I thought I might be dreaming. Till I noticed my hands gripping the covers on the bed. Thought I had two lovers. Couldn't figure out where I wanted to put my right leg. So I lifted it real high and I started to dance. Slid it around your waist, my kitty, and the juices are all in your face. My thick, juicy thighs grip your body as I grab your hands and sit on top of you. Now the juices you injected are pouring down as I ride and ride and ride and ride. This is where I take over and drop. That's my key.
All right. You know something? I'm sitting in this room, and you got me going, girl. I like that. That was really nice. That's really nice. And we got a few minutes left here. We got about 30 minutes. And before we go into another piece here, I definitely want to see if there's anybody who's interested in asking a question. The number's 347-215-8539. It's Word Sexy Radio with Red Snapper hosting, and we have Miss Cotton. And I think we have a caller. Caller, you have a question? Are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. State your name and where you're from.
My name is Floyd. I'm from California.
All right. Glad to have you, Floyd.
Yes, on that last poem, it was very steamy there.
Okay.
I was wondering, with that, with those thoughts going on in your mind and how that goes into a poem and it touches the spirit and heart, how does one control those emotions once you go there and when other emotions are beginning to flow to make sure you're still on the same page with your significant other? How do you keep
them
both in sync?
Yeah.
Do tell.
Wait, is that a question for Red?
That is a question for you. That is not
for me. Yeah, that's a question for you.
Yeah, I'm not writing that. That's you.
You know, I'm going to have to tell you, it's hard. There's no way, you know, you got to have a lot of willpower and a lot of strength, and you probably must not like the person too much to pull back. But if you get to the point to where, you know, you didn't already halfway took off your dress and you got juices falling out, you might as well go home and go all the way. What's the point? We don't have to talk tomorrow if you don't want to, but we might as well get this over with so I can be satisfied, you can be satisfied, and, you know.
What I was going to say was,
I think that you also in your question was trying to find out how do they contain themselves while they're writing the piece, the particular piece that they're writing. Is that what you were trying to get to?
Right. I'm trying to say that we're, you know, let's just put it up front. When you blow somebody's mind, they sometimes get to a point to where they just don't know how to handle all that. And when you say you take control and you ride, or, you know, when you start to ride and that, and you don't know, you might have a nut on your ride. Because that joker done lost his, he done lost his mind on some of the juices he done left. So how do you contain that individual in a way to where it smooths them down and or her down and just, you know, keep it where it's controllable?
Are you talking about me writing or just in general?
I'm talking about the act of what you wrote. When you write comes into a reality.
Oh, well, yeah. Do you really want to contain it?
A question with a question.
Oh, yeah, so seriously, I mean, if I get to the point as a woman or as a man, if the juices are already flowing, why do I want to contain it? I don't want to do that.
No. When you say then you ride, you got it. Then after that, you have the wheel.
Yes, my
you have, yeah, when you have the wheel, mm-hmm. and you've done all this juicing thing, and everybody's just, you know, you're just in it. And you kind of get your mind into an explosion. Well, this is me. This is me. Your mind is in an explosion.
Okay, caller.
How do you keep it from going overboard?
You don't.
Okay.
I think I better control this right now.
Would you stop it, Red? Like, really, would you stop it as a man? Would you stop it? Because as a woman, I wouldn't want to stop it.
Is that question for me or is that for the caller?
Yes, Red. That's you, Red. Would you want to
talk? Okay, well, no. I mean, it depends on who it is that you're talking about when you're doing it. Okay.
Yes.
And like you said, the answer to that would be is if the flow is there, then you can do about it. You're going to go with it or you don't. And I think if it's strong as the way you projected it, then it would not be stopped. You would definitely go forth in that. And I don't think that the way you wrote the poem that you were going to be with somebody you didn't want to be with. So I would think that the person that you're talking about or portraying in this poem, you definitely want to be with them. So that's the way I would portray that. So yeah, the flow, you definitely got to get it, let it go. So, but I think he was trying to tell you also, he was trying to say, how do you write this stuff and control yourself when you write it? Do you have to do something after you write it or what? I think that's what he was trying to find out. But, of course, you don't have to answer that if you don't want to. But this is Word Sex the Radio, 347-215-8539. If there's any more callers out there, if you want to, you can tackle it in a few minutes if you like. But we got about 24 minutes. And, Cotton, if you want to go ahead and tackle that, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, I want to be in the zone. I want to be in that zone when I write because
right.
it helps me to better word what it is that I'm trying to say. It helps me to better articulate what I'm trying to get across to people. But once I'm done,
right.
once I'm done, you know, I'm strong enough since I don't have a man here. I'm strong enough to say, you know, okay, that was my writing. I'm done. But I want to be in that zone. So I may put on some R. Kelly. I may put on the most seductive music that I can find to put me in the zone.
Okay. Well, since you're in the zone right now with 23 minutes left, can you grace us with another poem since we have many, many out there that are interested in your poetry?
Okay. Let me see. Let me do this one. It's Making Love to You.
Okay.
Making love to you. Sit down in this chair. I'm going to make love to you with my stares, with just my glares and my body flares. Pay attention. Be silent and listen. Gaze into my eyes as I draw you into my soul. The ashes of cotton are about to get old. Your hands can't move because you'll mess up my groove. Don't mess up my flow or you'll get no more. Of what you see, next you'll want to be inside of me. I'll straddle your lap, that's my first attack. Roll it around and then sit it down. Put it in your face, all in your space. Rise up, the both of us. Rub your head till you get to the bed. This chair is all I need to get you hooked and succeed. With my mission, edible panties is all I'm missing. Whipped cream will do. I've got other edible foods, paintbrush and tongue. All I'll ask is, did you come? That's my piece.
All right. Now, I know there's a question. I know caller 1794, your last, or 91, I know you got a question on that one. Are you still there, caller?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so I know you heard that piece, so what do you think about that?
Oh, it's juicy. It's juicy. After my last question, I'm just like, you know, I'm just okay.
Okay. All right.
I'm gonna let her go ahead and do some more. I can skip this question, go on to the next.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks for that question. We're gonna go ahead on then. We'll do that. Like I said, if there's anybody else out there interested in Miss Cotton and her poetry, the number is 347-215-8539, and you are listening to Word Sexy Radio, Grown Folks Radio, and that's what we do. It's all about being grown and saying what you need to do. So, Ms. Cotton, I see you got a lot of people here calling in wanting to know about you. So we've got about 21 minutes left. We're going to let you do some shout-outs and all that, but we definitely hope that you have another poem, but we're not going to go there yet. But like I said, you know, you have – a following that follows you, and I'm sure you get these kind of questions. So how do you kind of keep them contained? Because I know that was part of what he was asking. How do you keep them from jumping your bones when they see you?
I don't go out.
You have guards. You better have some guards.
I don't go outside. I don't know. I handle people with kid gloves, and the one thing that I've learned over the years is how to be a people person and how you communicate. So
right.
a lot of times when I'm dealing with somebody who has crisscrossed me with the poetry that I write, I explain to them, you know, this is poetry, you know. And as I recently let people know, you know, because I'm sexual, don't mean I want to have sex with you, you know.
Right.
I am a sexual person. It's part of me and who I am.
Yeah, so they don't want to get it. You don't want them to get it twisted. Just because you're doing this kind of poetry doesn't necessarily mean that you're talking to them. Because a lot of times people get this stuff and they think it's about them, but it's not really about them. Even in some of the writing that I do, and some of the erotica that I've written, a lot of people think that okay, there has to be somebody that you experience this with or somebody that you're writing about because they can't believe that you can just make something up. But if you have a great imagination, like you mentioned in the beginning, anything is possible in fiction, so it doesn't necessarily mean that you've experienced those things. So, so gentlemen out there, when you hear this stuff, enjoy it, but don't think it's necessarily about you, because it ain't. Okay, so we got about 19. But I mean, it might be somebody. Like she said, she's available, so somebody out there is for. But you might not be that one. So.
That may change pretty soon if I, you know, keep going at the rate I'm going.
All right. Well, that's it then. But now tell us a little bit before we go into your last poem. Tell us a little bit. I know you have another book that you're working with right now that you're getting ready to put out in the future. Have you a title for that yet or anything?
That book is titled It's About Me. It's All About Me.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And the reason it's titled that is because it's going to be a little bit more personal. So some of the stuff in here, well, you can say, oh, yeah, this is her. This is her. You know, you can say
right.
that then.
Right, right.
But it stems from the fact that I have been taking care of, catering to, loving everybody and giving so much of myself to other people that I didn't get a chance to give to myself. And dealing with other people, they forget to give to me.
Right.
You know, they forget to show me that love. They forget to give me that love. So this particular book is about me, just so that I can get that about me out of the way. And then I have people that are always asking questions about me personally. I get emails and text messages and instant messages about me as a person. And I don't always want to talk about me. I don't always want people asking me about me.
Right, but you know, like I said, the way you talk and the way you, the sensuousness of, well, that's not even a word, but the sensuality, the way that you present the craft brings curiosity. And then I guess when they see pictures, that just takes it over the top. But okay. We got about 17 minutes. Grace us with one more, and then we'll get into some shout-outs, and then you can let people know how they can get your book.
Okay.
So do you have, like, one more poetry, one more for us?
Yes, I do, actually. And this is a little bit different because, as I like to put out messages, I think this is a great message to put out because a lot of us are sexual. I am a sexual person. It doesn't mean that I want to be having sex with a lot of people, but it just means that I'm sexual. And
but guess what? You don't even have to explain it. Just do your thing.
You know,
you ain't even got to explain it. Just do your thing.
Many men have hurt. Mark, I love your biceps. Michael, I love your lips. Stephen, remember the way you move my hips? Kurt could kiss me and cause an explosion. These are the things that I never told you. Will, oh, he could suck a clean toe. Juan became my Don Juan, and I refused to let him go. Oh, but Fred helped me christen every room in the house. He let me come in his mouth. Swallow. Now his skin is clear. Well, he's conquered that fear. Joe believes he's in love and hasn't even come or been to the house. Hasn't even tasted me in his mouth. Now I have his heart. He wants to buy me a brand new car. Johnny didn't realize I was this good. Now he want to move away from his hood and move in with me. I don't want nor do I need someone blocking my game. Come on, say it. What's my name? George thought he was off the hook till I let him take a look. He didn't even get to touch. Got sprung. Now he's calling like, what's for lunch? Sam was cool. He could sing the right tune. Laid me out from morning till noon. Now Anthony was a sexual blessing. He still got me wanting and guessing. Dion, well, he's such a sweet pea. Had me on my hands and knees, begging, pleading, and wanting him more. Please don't leave out the front door. Only because Jesse is on his way. You can't hide and you can't stay. I can't have you trapped in the closet. You were good, but he's the boss and Jesse can put it down like he has ownership. And that's because I let it slip that he was and still is the shit. Daryl is better in the end. I mean, he could hit it from behind. He takes his time. So as you look at me and you want to fuck, ask yourself, Daryl, Jimmy Cup, even though this is fictional, do you really know who she's been with? How many women have you had? Multiply by two and her number you'll have. That's my piece.
Yeah, it's a message in that for sure.
Yeah.
That's good, though. That's really good. So, at this time, can you tell us, if people wanted to get your books or if they wanted to contact you for to come and do some poetry, how would they be able to do that?
I'm definitely on Facebook, Cotton's Poetry, for Facebook. And my books are available at Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
And right. You can definitely find both links on my Facebook.
All right. That's really good. And you definitely have the talent and the charm and the voice and the sensuality going on with it. So I'm going to have to definitely get a chance to visit and see you in person when you do some of this stuff, because I know that it's more intriguing and more challenging probably, you know, to see it live and to actually do that. So we'll have to find out where you're going to be performing sometimes. And are you going to be doing any, like, any CDs or anything to put this on, put this down where people can actually hear your poetry on a CD or something?
Oh, absolutely. I've actually had some requests for some friends of mine to do the music for me so that I can actually put it on this. So that would be sometime in the future that I would be putting it on this so that the voice can be traveling with you wherever you go.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to let the caller that's been here, the loyal caller with last four, 1791, I'm going to give him one more chance before we actually get ready to prepare to get off to have, if he has any commentary or anything of what he just heard. Caller, you still there?
Oh, I'm still here.
Okay, so what do you think about that last piece?
A lot of competition.
Okay, a lot of competition. Now you're going to have to explain that. Now you got about 2 minutes to explain what you mean by that.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, if my name was in one of those categories, which one would I fit in? And, you know, would I be, I don't know. Would I be the one that I can handle it from the, could I handle going slow from the back, or could I be doing something else? I don't know. I might be Johnny Come Quick the way she be sounding.
So
I might not even be in the front line.
What's your name again, sir?
This is Floyd.
Floyd. Now, of course, we didn't hear your name in there, but you can definitely put your name somewhere in there if you wanted to. I'm sure. So wherever your imagination takes you, then that's it, Mr. Floyd. We thank you for calling in, Mr. Floyd, and we are glad that you were able to speak to Ms. Cotton and, you know, continue to support Word Sex Radio, because we're going to have plenty of poets and authors on the show. So, you know, unless you just only wanted to speak to Ms. Cotton, we hope that you'll call in again.
I will.
All right. Well, thank you for that. All right. So,
thank
Cotton,
you see
the power you have in your poetry, and the way you deliver it, it's just a way that it's done. You know, everybody has their own style. You have a style of sensuality that goes along with what you're writing, and people believe, even though it's not about them, they believe that it's them. So that's a good thing. What you think?
It's okay. You know, it's okay that you want to fantasize, because we all do it. We do it with rappers. We do it with singers, R&B singers. We do it all the time. As long as you don't try to make it a reality, we're all good.
Uh-huh. And you know something, that's right, though. I mean, that's what it's about. I mean, even when in the writing that I do, it's definitely something that you write as a fantasy or something that you may have tried or maybe something that you haven't, but you're writing for an audience so that they can take their mind and be inspired, and that's what it's all
right.
about. So,
right.
So you know, that's what you do. So, and we just definitely are glad to have you, and I know you're going to come back on again once your new book is out, right?
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
I appreciate you inviting me on. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that.
Well, you know, like I said, you're a friend of mine. So even though we haven't physically met yet, it's not a problem. I'm sure that will happen in the future as we stay in the literary game. And we'll continue to go forth. So, Ms. Cotton.
Oh, you know, I wanted to tell you this real quick. I had a gentleman message me and ask me if he could be on your show. So I told him to go and give you a call. So he may.
Well, have you heard any of his works? We'll talk
you know
about
what?
We'll
yeah.
We'll talk
I just
about
wanted to let you know you.
Models. Right. Okay. I did see something like that on somebody did, but you know it's the way I do it, and I try to help everybody. You know what I'm saying? But what we do is on Word Sexy Radio is we try to bring people that are really serious about their craft, first of all. And then second, you know, we want you to come on and we want you to at least have something that you have produced. You know, I don't like to say this in a bad way, but I like people that when they come on at least have some type of something of substance that they have written or something that's been published or something like that. So that's what I look for, you know, because people want to be able to get their hands on it. They don't want you to come on and you do this great show and then there's nothing. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's the reason why, you know, if this guy has something that's great, we can talk about that. But is there anybody you'd like to thank or anything like that before we prepare to close?
Yeah, absolutely. My mom's not listening, but I love her. You know, she's going through some things, and I want to make sure that I thank her for having me. Andre Morton has been such a great he's just been there, period. You know, he's been really great. He's been a great friend. And I especially want to thank you, because had you not contacted me, I wouldn't have 2 books out right now. I really would not. So I appreciate you extending yourself. You know, the love that I've been getting from the Facebook fans has been absolutely great, and I love that. Harley Purnell is the one who won the contest. I didn't focus on that, but he did. He won a T-shirt, a $25 gift certificate, and a copy of the new book.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you, and I'm glad that I was able to inspire you to go forth, because that's what we do. We try to help each other, and just because you're out there and you're may have books out doesn't mean you leave everybody else behind, and I'm not that kind of person. So I like to try to help and do what I can to help people to get forth. Go for it. And I might even have the guy still on the show, whether he has anything or not, because I want to try to inspire him. If I can do that, to get them to go forth, and if they're serious about their craft, then that's what it's all about. And that's why Word Sexy Radio exists. Even though a lot of people think this is a show that talks about dirt, but it's not really about that. It's about expressing yourself. Is that correct? Am I correct in what I'm saying? You know, it's about expressing what you have in you and you know, there's people out there that want to write, and you might express someone or, you know, inspire them to go forth to write because of this, listening to the show. So that's what I wanted to say, and that's what I believe that. And Cotton, we're definitely going to have you back, and I definitely want to – I got to get your books, and I want them signed. And I also want to get that CD when it comes out. So we're going to have you back on. And we'll definitely get you back on so that we can, get your word out there, because that's what it's about. That's what it's all about. So, So we thank you for coming on, and we thank you all for out there that called in and those who are listening. Just keep on supporting Word Sex Radio because, like I said, we're here to help those who want to go forth. And also we're going to have we have famous people like Miss Cotton on the show so that we can, you know, inspire you to go forth because that's what it's all about. And next week we're going to have national best-selling author Earl Sewell, who is the author of Have Mercy and his current book that's out right now that I read and I really, really love, and I can't wait to get him on the show. It's called Cougars. And that book is really good. It's a really good book. If you get a chance to get it, you need to. He writes under Zane's label, and the book is really phenomenal. It's a sexy drama mystery, and it's really good. You should get it if you haven't. So I'll be happy when the Earl comes on next week, and I was glad to have Cotton on today. So we thank you all for calling in and listening. This is Word Sexy Radio. This has been Word Sexy Radio for May 10th, 2010. Your host was Red Snapper. Tune in next Monday, May 17th, 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Earl Sewell, author of Cougars, will be on the show.